Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
But first, let's move on to a very different topic, because as you may have heard earlier today, there is updated advice in relation to pregnant women receiving COVID-19 vaccines. From now on, pregnant women will be offered an mRNA vaccine between 14 and 36 weeks after a discussion with their obstetrician. Let's get some reaction now from Professor Fergal Malone, Master of the Rotunda Maternity Hospital in Dublin. Professor Malone, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Cormac.
Do you welcome this new, let's stay on point here now, and I don't know if you're chuckling about the last conversation we had or not, but this recommendation from NIAC, what do you make of it?
Oh, I think it's an excellent recommendation, and I think it's a very good decision, and frankly, it's an evidence-based decision, Cormac. We had provided, through the Institute of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, through to NIAC, evidence of, first of all, large numbers of pregnant women internationally having safely received either the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine. Mm-hmm. And we have also been clearly aware of significant adverse outcomes for mothers and babies when a pregnant woman is unlucky enough to get COVID. So putting those two things together is very clear to us that the risk-benefit ratio here very clearly favours all pregnant women should take a COVID vaccine. And that would be our strong advice.
They're talking, Fergal, about, and you're saying that the first dose should happen sometime between 14 weeks and 36 weeks of the pregnancy. Is that right?
Well, actually, I would hope that the first dose would be between 14 weeks and maybe 28 or 30 weeks gestation, because that would allow, typically Pfizer requires about a 4-week turnaround time for the second dose, and that would allow for the complete vaccine schedule to be done before 36 weeks. Okay. That would be the best thing to do.
And why is that? Why that time period?
Well, most people are just generally nervous about taking any extraneous substance into their bodies before 14 weeks of pregnancy. Even if it's a simple Panadol, people are nervous as the fetus is forming its organs. People tend to be very nervous about taking anything. So I think in general, you know, people will favour waiting till the first trimester is over. Once you start getting on close to 36 and beyond 36 weeks and close to term, when patients may be presenting in labour, really can make the clinical picture very confusing. If a patient has a fever after a vaccine administration or feels poorly, it can be very difficult to figure out, is that related to the vaccine or is there something else going on? So it would make sense to have the vaccination schedule done before most people go into labour.
Mm-hmm. Will you explain something else to me? Why have they specified the mRNA vaccines for pregnant women above all others?
Well, I think there's two good reasons for it. Number one, the significant preponderance of international data of experience of COVID vaccination and pregnancy is for the mRNA vaccines. Over 90,000 pregnant women in the US have received Pfizer or Moderna, and similar numbers in Israel. And these are countries that have very good surveillance, very good outcome measures, and we're not aware of any significant adverse outcomes related to pregnancy. So for those reasons, there's good data supporting the Pfizer and the Moderna, the so-called mRNA vaccines. Mm-hmm. We've heard a lot in the recent weeks and months about blood clotting problems with the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now, we know that pregnancy itself is a time period where people are at a higher risk of blood clots. So I think putting two and two together there, an inherently higher risk of blood clotting in pregnancy, plus possibly a tendency towards blood clotting risk with AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, you could see how that would favour the choice of the mRNA vaccine instead.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you're extremely busy and you have to go in 30 seconds or so, but I do want to ask you, because an awful lot of pregnant women will probably say, where will this happen? Will it happen? Will I get vaccinated in the GP's clinic or in hospital or where?
And I knew you were going to ask me that, Cormac, yeah. And unfortunately, I don't have an answer for you yet. This literally is hot off the presses today. So I can assure you that at the moment, there's a lot of work being done in the background between the maternity hospitals, between HSE and their vaccine rollout team to come up with the best way of doing this, whether that's in the larger maternity hospitals or whether it's in freestanding vaccination centres. But I can assure you, we will all work together to get this vital intervention out as soon as possible to every pregnant woman that wants it.
Okay, well, in fairness, it's the only one you didn't have the answer to. You got 9 out of 10. Thank you very much indeed, Professor Fergal Malone, Master of the Rotunda Maternity Hospital.